we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Ladies first. Evelyn Akator is looking forward to competing for Nigeria at next year's Olympic women's basketball tournament in Tokyo. The 25-year-old Akator played college basketball here in the United States for the University of Kentucky. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Evelyn said it has been difficult to play basketball during the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it hasn't really been easy for me. In fact, it hasn't been easy for everybody in general, you know, in the sense that COVID-19 is a respecter of nobody. Like, be it old, young, poor, rich, like middle class, anybody, like, COVID-19 doesn't respect anybody. So, and it has really affected a lot of people. Sports, like, our sporting activities got cut short. Well, I got back to Nigeria in March, and I've been in Nigeria. I can't even go nowhere. I can't even go see my family. Like, I'm stuck in Lagos. So it has been difficult. And talking about basketball, for me, I haven't been, like, I'm glad I'm back to basketball. But before that, like, I was out of basketball. No basketball at all for me for, like, almost 3 months.
Can you tell Sunny Side of Sports listeners, numerous African listeners, how you've been coping? How have you been keeping fit all this while?
Well, before that, I usually just do the home workout routine, like, with no weight. No, nothing. I just try to do some burpees, mountain climbing, just doing some exercises at home and trying to stay sane, because this is going to mess your mind up. It's going to, like, if you're not tough, if you're not positive, it's really going to mess your mind, everything up. It has actually succeeded in messing our sleep routine up. But, so it's just like I've been working out.
Okay, let's talk about the Olympic Games. Let me start by asking, what was your role like, the qualification matches that you played to qualify for the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games? What was it like?
Well, it wasn't easy, you know, because I started playing for the national team 2017, and the system that we followed, the system that I had 2017 was like, when you become the Afrobasket champion, you automatically qualify for the World Cup. And I thought it was going to be the same with Olympic, and then they changed it after we qualified. We were really happy. So they changed it that we were going to play in November, and it was so annoying for us because they took away our breaks. And I mean, I'm thankful we had more opportunity to meet each other once again, but it wasn't really easy playing African teams again and then going to the Olympic qualifiers stage again to play one of the African team and other European teams and Americans. So it wasn't really easy, but I'm thankful to God that we prevailed and we qualified.
Having qualified for the Olympic Games, what is in the minds of you and your colleagues? Are you focused for the Olympic Games, as in going to meet the USA again, going to meet very tough teams? Are you still focused on the Olympic Games?
Well, it's all about preparation, you know. I think we've had the confidence and the confidence that whoever we meet, we're just going to try our possible best to try and just beat them or give them a tough time. So it be it American, like the American teams or European teams, whoever we face, we're not really scared. It's all about our preparation, and they should be the ones scared of us.
That's Nigerian women's basketball player Evelyn Akator. And she spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yo, yo, yo. Sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akator, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team. And Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Hi, everyone. It's Taco Fall. I just wanted to say that now's the time to practice kindness and empathy towards everyone around you. We're all doing our best to get through this together, so make sure you do your part. Grab a book, read it to your nieces and nephews on video chat, make a donation of canned goods to your local food bank, or even add some items to your shopping cart for your elderly neighbors. But most importantly, don't forget to just pick up the phone and call somebody and check in. That may mean a lot. You never know. We all can't be next to each other right now, but we still can show how much we care about one another. So visit NBAtogether.com and join us in inspiring acts of caring. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco. That's Taco Fall, the Senegalese center for the NBA's Boston Celtics team. NBA owners have overwhelmingly approved a plan to resume the season at the end of July in Orlando, Florida. Under the plan, 22 of the 30 NBA teams would compete at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. There would be 8 regular season games, and then the NBA playoffs would begin, and the NBA Finals would tip off in early to mid-October. The NBA suspended play on March 11th because of the coronavirus pandemic. Turning to African football, Uganda's head coach, Jonathan McKinstry, says despite the challenges of the coronavirus crisis, he's optimistic his team will perform well once the pandemic is contained. Joining us from Kampala with more details is Magume Davis Rakawinge. Sporty greetings, Magume.
Sporty greetings to you, Sunny, and a very good Friday evening to you and our listeners. Uganda Cranes coach, Jonathan McKinstry, calls it challenging times for soccer across the whole world. He says the normalcy of the game will depend on an overall success over the coronavirus pandemic.
Nobody knows how this pandemic is going to unfold, not just about how it progresses here in Uganda, it's about how it progresses across the rest of Africa. Because if maybe one of our opponents is still struggling with the outbreak, then it's impossible to play the game.
McKinstry says he's using social media platforms such as WhatsApp and regularly communicates with the players, both those playing in domestic league and abroad.
We have an online learning platform where every week we're engaging not just our foreign-based players, but our home-based players in tactical discussions and scenario-based coaching, where maybe they'll watch a small video and be asked to communicate, discuss what they think is going on, what they think good options might be.
The Uganda Cranes were forced to pull out of the training camp preparing for the Chan tournament that was slated to take place in Cameroon in the beginning of April this year. The Uganda Cranes are also expected to play in both AFCON and World Cup qualifiers at the dates yet to be confirmed by the Confederation of African Football and FIFA.
In football, when you're making plans, you plan backwards from the moment you're due to play. So if you don't know when you're going to play, it makes it more challenging to plan effectively because you work backwards 1 week, 1 month, 10 months, so that you're ready for that moment that you play the game or play the tournament.
The Northern Irishman managed Sierra Leone during the deadly Ebola epidemic and believes such experience comes in handy to manage the Uganda Cranes in the forthcoming tournaments.
I know there's a lot of discussion going on about should that be postponed, should it be played on time, but at the moment, if we can start playing again in September, then we have 4 games, we have 6 game days over those 3 windows, so there is the time to get the games played.
Reporting for the Sunnyside of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinj here in Kampala, Uganda.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. VOA's Jim Stevenson included boxing, soccer, golf, and auto racing news in his latest Game Room podcast, which you can hear via voanews.com. Let's rev our engines now and give it a listen.
Formula One is facing tough times financially because of the coronavirus outbreak. Williams is a storied team. Founded by Frank Williams in 1966, it is the third most successful team in the sport, with 9 constructors' titles and 7 drivers' titles. But now Williams is considering selling its Formula One team. Still, deputy team principal Claire Williams remains optimistic.
For me, our race car is our showcase to the world, and so that's why we've gone with a very bright, refreshed, revised livery. To me, that sends a very powerful message as to where we all are mentally. You know, we very much believe that Williams has a strong future and a successful future in this sport, and we're here to stay, most importantly.
The Williams Grand Prix Holdings Group posted a loss of $16 million for 2019 and says it is in preliminary discussions with a small number of parties regarding a potential investment in the company. Williams has struggled in recent years, finishing in last place in the constructors' standings in both 2018 and 2019. The virtual Formula E season rolled on at the Brooklyn Docklands in New York.
All 5 lights are on, and we go green at home, down towards turn 1 in round 6 in New York City, and it is a decent start.
Round 6 of the ABB Formula E Race at Home Challenge in support of UNICEF favored a Belgian driver.
This is perfect for Stoffel Vandoorne, 3.8 seconds ahead after half a lap, so he's just going to focus forwards now. He's got the pace, just get into rhythm and don't make any mistakes.
Van Dorn remained mistake-free in the super-enhanced video game format.
Well, Van Dorn is already at the final course. Through the left-hander he comes, out across the line, and it's Stoffel Vandoorne to win round 6.
Van Dorn was pleased, cruising from pole position all the way to the checkered flag.
Today was a perfect result, pole position, race win, and also the fastest lap. So, a good day in the office. It's been coming for a long time. I think today we just made it past turn 1 without any problems, and that was kind of 99% of the job done, really.
With the victory, Van Dorn leapfrogs Pascal Wehrlein in the points table and takes a 2-point lead into next weekend's doubleheader finale. Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn is planning an ambitious outdoor return to the sport near London.
So this is the Matchroom HQ here in Brentwood, right? And this is where we are going to be staging our fight camp. We're going to be having 4 shows here over 4 weeks.
He has plenty of theatrics planned for the bouts at his behind-closed-doors fight camp.
The ring is going to be right here. We're going to take that flagpole out. I think it will be more like middle of July, to be honest. So this will be the centre of the ring. So what we're looking to do is the fighters will come down the stairs. This will all be lit up, branded everywhere. Fireworks going off in that field to Sweet Caroline. Fireworks going off in that field to Sweet Caroline. London in the background.
Hearn is anticipating lots of viewers.
It's going to be fantastic because we're going to be able to broadcast it all week with build-up shows, with weigh-ins, with press conferences. Here, when the house is lit up, the offices are lit up, we've got the canopy up here, just here, fireworks going off all around, this is going to be something different.
Hearn's proposed massive string of fight cards will include some big headliners in the ring.
For fight camp, we're talking about 4 weeks consecutively, starting in July. The final week is proposed Dillian White against Alexander Povetkin, and hopefully, yes, Connor. and hopefully Katie Taylor against Serrano as well.
Real Madrid and Wales forward Gareth Bale has been playing golf as the coronavirus pandemic paused his football schedule, but Real fans don't seem too enthused about his recreational choice.
A lot of people have problems with me playing golf. I don't know what their reason is, because I've spoken to doctors and this, that, the other, and everybody's fine with it, but especially the media have this perception that it's not good for me, you should be resting, can cause problems, injuries.
Why shouldn't he play, as other top athletes also stroll the links?
I've looked in America, people play on, for example, I know Steph Curry plays maybe on the morning of his game. and I've seen other things, and here, if I play 2 days before a game, it's like, what's he doing?
Bale likes golf as a getaway from the big football crowds that sometimes let him know exactly what they think.
I think, for me, like, with us, we get a lot of pressure every game. This, if you don't play well, there's scrutiny, there's... Like, I've had 80,000 people in the stadium whistling me because I haven't played well. The first time was a bit like, oh, what is this?
Why would they whistle?
I just don't get it, because you would expect, if you're not having a good time on the pitch, you would expect your fans to get behind you and try and make you do better because it'll make them happy. But it seems to be that they do the opposite. They can just whistle you, which consequently makes you feel worse. You lose your confidence, and then you play worse, which is going to make them even more upset.
Bale may find the fans whistling a little less and be more grateful to one day finally have the opportunity to fill those big stadiums again. Like many of you, hip-hop star and actor Ice Cube has been without live sports for months.
I've been watching a lot of history, a lot of old sports, a lot of old games, which is cool because normally you wouldn't watch them to that degree. But now I'm watching whole games of games that I know who's going to win. So that's a little maddening to my wife, because she's like, you know who's going to win this game. Why are you watching it like it's the finals? So everybody got to deal with it, because I miss my sports.
Beyond music, Ice Cube is a huge sports fan. And like all of the big sports commissioners and officials around the world, he too was faced with canceling his 2020 Big Three three-on-three basketball season due to coronavirus.
It was just getting to a point where it was too much uncertainty. So we had to just cancel this year and say, let's just do it right next year.
Ice Cube is the founder of the Big Three League, made of 12 teams with both former NBA and international basketball players. The Game Room opens with news stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
More African football news. Nigerian striker Odion Ighalo has extended his deal with Manchester United until next year, following a short, successful stint with the club. VOA's Gwen Uden has more details for us. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Odion Ighalo's original four-month loan deal with United expired last week. But with the extension, Ighalo told Manchester United TV he's now on a mission to help the club win two trophies and qualify for the Champions League.
I'm really happy. It's a dream for me again, so I'm buzzing and ready to go.
His teammates are said to be in favor of the transfer decision and say he has earned his chance to stay with the club. Ighalo quickly proved himself a heavyweight on the pitch before the coronavirus pandemic brought football league calendars to a standstill. Ighalo managed to score 4 goals in 8 games for United, a feat he didn't think he would ever achieve.
Feel great, you know, because this is some moment I thought would never happen in my lifetime, you know, and seeing it happen is different feelings, you know. It's very difficult for me to explain the feelings inside, but I just want to say it's great, and it's the moment I'm going to cherish all the days of my life.
Ighalo might soon have a chance to add to his scoring record. The Premier League is set to resume on June 17th, and United have 9 games left to play. They are currently in 5th place with 45 points, 3 points behind Chelsea. In their last game before the coronavirus lockdown, they made a big step towards the Europa League quarterfinals with a 5-0 defeat against LASK Linz. And with their place in the FA Cup quarterfinals already confirmed, Ighalo says he's ready to do battle.
We are fighting for 2 cups now, the Europa Cup and the FA Cup, which we want to fight to get to the final and to win it, which is possible, and for us to end in the top 4 to qualify for Champions League, which has been the aim of the manager, the fans, and everybody in the club. Today, this is what we want to achieve, and I'm part of that goal to achieve that. So I'm working towards that with the team and everybody along the club.
Ighalo's deal with United extends until January 2021, and it's been reported that the 30-year-old striker has hinted at making a return to the Nigeria national team. We will keep you posted. Our thanks to Manchester United Television for providing audio for this report. And that does it for me today and for the week. More sporting news to come. Sunny, I'll hand it back over to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen. And you have a good weekend, too. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to John Carlos, whose raised fist Black Power protest salute with American teammate Tommy Smith in 1968 became a big part of both Olympic history and civil rights history. John Carlos is celebrating his 75th birthday on this Friday. He's also very closely linked with Tommy Smith when it comes to birthdays. Smith will celebrate his 76th birthday on Saturday. After breaking the 200 meters world record in Mexico City, Smith stood on the medals podium with Carlos, who won the bronze medal. The two men stood on the podium in black socks with their heads bowed and black glove fists in the air during the playing of the U.S. national anthem. Their Black Power salute became an enduring symbol in the fight for racial equality. And with protests here in the United States and all over the world, following last week's death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, their fight 52 years later clearly has not yet been won. John Carlos was born June 5th, 1945 in Harlem, New York City. Tommy Smith was born June 6th, 1944 in Clarksville, Texas. Last year, John Carlos and Tommy Smith received the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee's highest honor, induction into the organization's Hall of Fame. For decades, however, the two men were left on the sidelines of the U.S. Olympic movement. Basically, they were pariahs because of their Black Power salute. Happy birthday to John Carlos and Tommy Smith, two men etched in both Olympic history and civil rights history. And that wraps up the June 5th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll be right back.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international...